When she pulled up to the small house east of Bragg, Idina realized the only houses she'd been to since starting her Army career belonged to Major Hines and Colonel Richard McBlair. Neither of them had invited her to a house party the night before a mission. This was a house party. A string of multicolored Christmas lights decorated the house's front porch. As far as she could tell, the front door and the windows were closed, but the pounding bass spilling out of the house almost made it sound like the speakers were set up right inside the door.
What?
Idina laughed and walked up the short pathway to the porch.
You made it. Come on.
Grossman, in sweatpants and a t-shirt with a slobbering mastiff on the front. This is his house? This is your house?
Uh-huh. Would have been weird if I sent you someone else's address. Unless I wanted to get rid of you. Which I don't. Because you showed.
Moorfield! Get your in here!
That's what I've been trying to tell her.
She's still standing outside.
Go! Suck it, you liar!
Hey, game's not over. I'm still undefeated.
You won't be for long.
Want a drink?
Plenty of mixers around, Moorfield. That's probably all you'll drink.
I forgot milk for the baby.
Very funny.
Got a shit ton of fried chicken in the kitchen. It's good this time.
Yeah, apparently I'm the only one who knows how to find decent food around here. Get some now before the giant eats it all and raids the fridge. I am not going out for more party food.
Fridge is empty.
Then he'll go for your cat.
Dude, that's disgusting.
And go!
You kidding me?
Not undefeated anymore, are ya?
That's 20 bucks.
I'm watching you.
Loser, come on. Come on, fair's fair, you freaking loser.
Ooh, $20 poorer. Gotta pay up.
Wilson! Maybe get your balls in check.
cough it up.
I blame Moorfield.
I don't eat cats.